Good morning. Welcome to Life Mennonite Fellowship's Sunday School Hour. This morning, our lesson is centered around the pursuit of wisdom, taken from Proverbs 2, 1 to 22. And Derek, I wish that my devotional would match that last song, because I love that last song and the idea of treading softly and listening are key to seeking wisdom. This morning, however, I want to look at the idea of what does pursuing mean when we talk about the pursuit of wisdom. I was challenged by something I read this week regarding the account of Christ's interaction with the Gentile woman from Tyre and Sidon that is detailed for us in Matthew 15, 21 to 28. If you'd turn there, I'll be reading from that passage out of the New Living Translation this morning. Which one of us is not seeking wisdom for dealing with some situation or circumstance that we're facing? I think that this is a very important lesson for us to grapple with. As we get into reading this, just bear in mind that Jesus is fresh from another incident with the Pharisees and grappling with them, this time regarding their disdain for the fact that his disciples didn't wash their hands before they ate, there in the early part of Matthew 15. And it ends there with Jesus describing the Pharisees as the blind leading the blind. And the point I want to make there is, you know, he was continually grappling, and he actually, according to Mark, which also details this account about the woman from Tyre and Sidon, says Jesus was looking to get away to a location where no one would recognize him. He was looking to be left alone. And he went into a house there in that region, and this is what happened. Reading starting in verse 21, Jesus then left Galilee and went north to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Gentile woman who lived there came to him pleading, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David, for my daughter has a demon in her, and it is severely tormenting her." Thanks to Mark's account of this interaction, we know that she fell at his feet. That's how she approached him, begging, pleading, not silently, as that song would suggest. But she said, "Lord, give me wisdom." Verse 23, but Jesus gave her no reply, not even a word. Then his disciples urged him to send her away. "Tell her to leave," they said. "She's bothering us with all her begging." Now let me be honest, when I pursue wisdom, I don't like no answer. I don't like it at all. Verse 24, then Jesus said to the woman, "I was sent only to help the people of Israel, God's lost sheep, not the Gentiles." Undaunted, she came and worshiped him and pleaded again, "Lord, help me." And again, worship here, when it says she worshiped, she knelt with her face on the floor before him at his feet. In verse 26, he says, "It isn't right to take food from the children and throw it to the dogs." "Yes, Lord," she replied, "but even dogs are permitted to eat crumbs that fall beneath their master's table." Finally, in verse 28, Jesus says, "Woman, your faith is great, your request is granted," and her daughter was instantly healed. The challenge for me here is to pursue. I think we have a good explanation of the word pursue in this passage. When I'm faced with silence when pursuing wisdom, I go down a different path. I don't come back at Jesus' feet on my face and ask again. I'm not content to pursue this hard, even if I'm just going to get crumbs from the master's table. Challenge here for me is that I need to pursue wisdom, even if I will only obtain the crumbs from my master's table. Just as this woman was totally vulnerable in her persistence, her begging, and her worship of Jesus. Let's pray. Father, I just pray this morning, this week, that you would give us strength to pursue wisdom the way this woman pursued wisdom. I ask that, like her, you'd help us to be totally vulnerable before you. Pray for persistence. I pray that you would help us to get past silence. Yes, to have patience in that silence, but to continue to persist. Thank you for your word and for its reality, for the powerful way that it reaches each one of us. In Jesus' name, amen.